In Kabul, it's the second day of the Loya Jirga, the National Assembly, that's forming a new interim administration for Afghanistan. 1,500 representatives from across that country are together in an enormous air-conditioned tent on a university campus for this week-long meeting. NPR's Ivan Watson is there, too. Hi, Ivan. Tell us what the delegates are doing today.
Susan, the first order of business today was appointing a chairman of the Loya Jirga Commission, a type of master of ceremonies, who would help move the Loya Jirga forward towards its real assignment, which is appointing a new head of state to run the country for the next year and a half. So the tent floor of the Loya Jirga was opened for the first time to the delegates to nominate some candidates for this MC position. What happened, instead of merely nominating candidates, the delegates got up, dozens of them, and gave a whole slew of passionate speeches. This prompted some very animated, if not rowdy, debate.
Yeah, what kinds of things have they been saying?
Well, you really get the sense that people have been waiting to let their voices be heard. The topics here ranged from complaints about food poisoning in the Loya Jirga cafeteria to criticism that the current master of ceremonies, that he doesn't speak one of the two main languages here, Pashto. Also, there was a lot of criticism for some of the powers that be in Afghanistan. It was really a notable moment. An elderly man with a quavering voice, he got up and said there are too many warlords in this crowd, too many warlords who are delegates, and he asked whether this was a Loya Jirga or some kind of military meeting. And the response was huge applause, and those same controversial warlords, they just had to sit in the front row and take this kind of abuse.
Wow, what a scene it must be. Well, as you said, one of the first jobs today is to name a head of state. Is that going to happen today?
It doesn't look like it'll happen, Susan, because we haven't even gotten to the point of appointing this new chairman. The head of state is supposed to be elected later this afternoon, but I really doubt we'll get around to this today. There are so many more speeches to be given.
Uh-huh. And in the meantime, there's, as I understand it, some kind of confrontation about security personnel. What is that all about?
There was a tense standoff. It took place several hundred yards from the entrance of the university campus where this whole event is taking place. What happened is German peacekeepers tried to stop one of two trucks filled with armed gunmen. One of the gunmen allegedly pointed a weapon at the peacekeepers, and when they stopped one of these trucks, one of the gunmen, one of the passengers, refused to hand over his weapon. In fact, he cocked his Kalashnikov and pointed it at the peacekeepers. There was a scuffle. The peacekeepers aggressively disarmed these men. This is the second type of security incident that has taken place. It turned out the gunmen were bodyguards of one of the delegates. I think this highlights the fact that this is still a society where might makes right here, and every man, every commander here with a handful of armed militia soldiers thinks they are still a law unto themselves. This is one of the main challenges the Loya Jirga is trying to get past over the next week.
Thank you very much. NPR's Ivan Watson at the Afghan Council meeting in Kabul.